As we go to air this morning, Pope Benedict is in a car taking him from Prague to Stara Boleslav, where he will celebrate Mass marking the feast of St. Wenceslaus. Linda Bordoni is in the Czech Republic with the Holy Father and gave us a preview of the Pope's final day of his three-day trip to the Czech Republic.
Ever since this apostolic visit was announced months ago, Monday the 28th, the feast day of St. Wenceslaus, had been singled out as a major highlight of the trip. As a matter of fact, the journey was specially organised to coincide with this date, a national holiday here, because it's the day in which all Czech citizens celebrate both Czech statehood and their much-beloved patron saint. Yes, it's strange, but it seems that everyone here in this fiercely secular society recognises and respects this 10th-century saint. He is legendarily known for being just and fair and for doing everything in his power to avoid the spilling of innocent blood, as well as for his love for Catholicism and his strength in upholding the faith. Everything is happening in a little town called Stara Boleslav, home to the Church of St. Wenceslaus. It's actually the place where he was martyred, and the church that bears his name is the site of a national pilgrimage. Crowds of Czech faithful, as well as pilgrims from bordering nations, will have filled the nearby large field, which has been chosen as the site of the event, long before Pope Benedict arrives to celebrate Mass. That's because many have chosen to participate throughout the night in a series of preparatory events leading up to the celebration. It's also because, before joining the faithful, the Pope is to stop and pray before St. Wenceslaus's skull in the crypt of the church. I also discovered that, just as it does every year on this date, the relic, which normally rests in Prague's castle's St. Wenceslaus Cathedral, will arrive in Stara Boleslav in a presidential vehicle with all the homage of the head of the state and accompanied by an honourable unit of Castle Guard motorcycles. This traditional journey symbolises the significance of the prince as an heir of the Czech land, as well as the historical connection between Stara Boleslav and Prague Castle, which is the presidential residence. After celebrating Mass on the specially constructed stage which hosts the altar, and that is decorated with St. Wenceslaus's traditional red and white colours, Pope Benedict has a special message for young people. As always, they will sing and maybe dance, but they will also present him with two gifts. The first of them, a book of photographs illustrating the life of young Christians in the Czech Republic. The other, a check resulting from a collection organised by the young people in recent months so as to contribute to the Pope's charitable and missionary projects in Africa. In the Czech Republic with Pope Benedict XVI, I'm Linda Bordoni.